Elevate Podcast. We live in a valley of decisions, and it's time that we wake up each morning and make the decision that we are going to live to serve the Lord and have a great day. Please join Pastor Jay with our message, Decisions 2006.
This is Juno Garcia here, and coming to you live on the World Wide Web. This is our fourth podcast from the Elevate Youth Ministries. I'm sitting here with several of our leaders, and we want to talk a little bit about how our service went today. It was an amazing, amazing message. It was entitled Decisions 2006. I'm sitting here with Gilbert. I'm sitting here with Joanne, and I'm sitting here with the main man himself, Pastor Jay. And,
I just want to know if anybody actually says World Wide Web anymore.
Did I just date myself as a 24-year-old young man?
Yes, sir.
No, I think you dated that you're like behind today. The times.
Right? Yeah. I apologize for that. All right. Got a little sidetracked there, but anyways, I want to ask Gilbert. Gilbert, how do you feel the service went, in your opinion? Because I know we had a couple of different things, and it wasn't a normal service. So how do you feel it went, man? What stood out to you?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, just the decisions. We have to make so many every day. I think that the service went just fine. And I think we got the word across to these kids, to our youth, that, you know, you have to make the right decisions now. And, you know, the right decisions now will affect your life forever.
Very true.
That's so true because, you know, really and truly, I said it, you know, maybe once or twice or even three times. But in all of our lives, I know we can all look back and realize that the quality of our decisions, you know, as we're older, you know, especially like me and you, Gilbert, that has determined the quality of our life. You know, and the quality of the life that I'm living, you know, and I can always look back and say, how would life be different if? And what resonates with me as we're here at Elevate, and I don't know if it does with you, is I don't want any teenager to have the if in their life.
If's a small word, but it means so much. If. I mean, if I would have done a whole lot of things different, where would I be now?
Very true. Joanne, do you have any thoughts on how, you know, what stood out in your mind? You know, I know you're sitting back there and doing the computer stuff and like that, so you get to, you know, how do you feel that the kids received it?
Well, you know, adding to what they were just saying, talking about the if, like, as a teenager right now, I don't want any kids to ever have the if, but I don't want any kids to ever not have the chance. And I want to be there for those kids, and I want all of us to be here at Elevate. And what stood out for me tonight, and it was just, it was so awesome for me because it's never touched me so much, was the praise and worship tonight. For some reason, it was there, and those songs were going so well. They were performed so well, and each song was a really hard song for them. Like, I guess it would be a hard song, and they just kept on producing. And the final song, This Is Life, I almost started crying. And in the back, like, you can't go up to the front, and I told Kristen, I said, I wish I could come up to the front right now, because I was in tears, and like, it just meant so much. And what Pastor Jay was saying, talking about decisions, talking about needing to step up, saying you come in empty, and it just meant so much to me. And I think that was something that was really important.
I think that's very true, and I think that goes back to where we started off and to where we are now, the way the maturity of the service and the maturity of the young people is just growing.
Yeah.
And it's getting better every service, and they're pushing in just a little bit more. And you can tell that intensity and that intimacy is here even more each week as we go along. So, Pastor Jay, do you have anything to add?
I think that's, you know, what we strive for, you know, as we meet together and as we, you know, plan out and detail all of our services and our meetings. You know, we're striving for two things, and one is to have a relevant message that changes lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody needs another sermon.
Yeah.
You know, lots of people have heard hundreds of sermons, and we're not here to give a sermon. We're here to give a message that changes lives.
Very true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing we want to have is a place where teenagers can be intimate with God Because the reality is God is real.
Amen.
He's a real God.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
And we want Elevate and Church of Hope here to be a place where teenagers can meet with a real God.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, for those of y'all who are listening out there, we just want to go ahead and dive right into the service. The reason why I said we have a little bit of different things is because you're going to actually hear three different speakers tonight. The three different speakers that were delivering the message was Pastor Jay, we had Gilbert, and we had myself, Juno. And it was just a tremendous, tremendous message delivered here tonight. Let's get right into it.
I don't know if y'all know what went on over the past kind of 2 weeks, or really it was last week. We had a lot of elections, man. Everywhere I drove, it was like there was all these signs on the side of the road and guys out there waving, elect me, you know, for councilmen's and all this stuff. Did anybody notice that, or am I the only one that noticed it like for the past 2 or 3 weeks, right? So there was elections, and what happens is on elections, usually you have all these people and ads on the TV, and you have all this stuff, and because they're wanting you to make a decision on them. And so today, we titled this message, Decisions 2006. And the reason we titled it that way is because every day we are bombarded, it's a big word, bombarded with thousands of decisions. I don't even know if you realize that. All day long, decision after decision after decision. You know, in the morning, it starts out, you're asleep, and all of a sudden you hear that. And if you're like me, you make a decision. Am I going to turn it off, or am I going to hit snooze? How many of y'all hit snooze at least the first time? How many of y'all hit it at least the second time you hit snooze again? And you know, how many of y'all are like me? You know, you like set it like 15 minutes early because you know you can hit snooze three times at least. And am I the only one that does that? No. Okay, good. So you're sitting there, and that's the first decision you're faced with. Man, am I going to get up, or am I going to stay here? And then, you know, the next decision you're faced with is, you know, am I going to start this day with God or not? Am I going to pray? Am I going to, you know, go to Him? And then, you know, the next thing you got is hygiene. You know, am I going to take a shower today? Do I want to smell good? And then, you know, you got, am I going to brush my teeth or not? You know, or am I going to comb my hair? Am I going to put on deodorant? Or what kind of perfume am I going to wear today? And what clothes am I going to wear? You know, because if you don't go to a school where you have to wear a uniform, you know, what clothes am I going to wear? How am I going to look today? What am I going to eat for breakfast? Am I going to eat cereal? Am I going to eat pancakes? Am I going to eat waffles? Joel 3:14, I have it in your notes, and it'll be up on the board here. It says this, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. See, we live in the valley of decisions. All day long, we live in the valley of decisions. And because we do, we need to realize something. We need to realize that our decisions will determine our destiny. Our decisions will determine our destiny. I want to read a poem to you tonight. And this poem is based on a true story. And it's called The Moonlight Ride. Listen to this poem. It's about decisions. Jenny was so happy about the house they had found. For once in her life, it was on the right side of town. She unpacked her things with the greatest of ease as she watched her new curtain blow in the breeze. How wonderful it was to have her own room. School would be starting. She'd have friends over soon. There'd be sleepovers and parties. She was happy, you see. It's just the way she wanted her life to be. On the first day of school, everything went great. She made new friends and even got a date. She thought, I want to be popular, and I'm going to be, because I just got a date with the star of the team. To be known in this school, you must have clout, and dating this guy would sure help her out. There was only one problem stopping her fate. Her parents said she was too young to date. Well, I just won't tell them the entire truth. They won't know the difference. What's there to lose? Ginny asked to stay with her friends that night. Her parents frowned, but said, all right. Excited, she got ready for the big event. She rushed around like she had no sense. She began to feel guilty about all the lies. But what's pizza, a party, and a moonlight ride? Well, the pizza was good and the party was great, but the moonlight ride would have to wait, for Jeff was half drunk by this time, but he kissed her and said that he was fine. Then the room filled with smoke, and Jeff took a puff. Ginny couldn't believe he was smoking that stuff. Now, Jeff was ready to ride to the point, but only after smoking one more joint. They jumped in the car for the moonlight ride, not thinking he was too drunk to drive. They finally made it to the point at last, and Jeff started trying to make a pass. Now, pass is not what Ginny wanted at all, and by pass, I don't mean playing football. Perhaps my parents were right. Maybe I am too young. Boy, how could I ever have been so dumb? With all of her might, she pushed Jeff away. Please take me home. I don't want to stay. Jeff cranked up the engine and floored the gas. In a matter of seconds, they were going too fast. As Jeff drove on in a fit of wild rage, Ginny knew that her life was in danger. She begged and pleaded for him to slow down, but he just got faster as they neared the town. Just let me get home. I'll confess that I lied. I really went out for a moonlight ride. Then all of a sudden she saw a flash. Oh, God, please help. We're going to crash. She doesn't remember the force of the impact, just that everything all of a sudden went black. She felt someone remove her from the rubble and heard, call an ambulance. These kids are in trouble. Voices she heard, a few words at best, but she knew there were two cars involved in the wreck. Then wondered to herself if Jeff was all right and if the other people in the car were still alive. She woke to faces so sad. You've been in a wreck and it looks pretty bad. These voices echoed inside her head as they gently told her Jeff was dead. They said, Ginny, we've done all we can do, but it looks as if we'll lose you too. But the people in the other car, Ginny cried. We're sorry, Ginny, they also died. Ginny prayed, God, forgive me for what I've done. I only wanted to have just one night of fun. Tell those people's family I've made their lives dim, and I wish I could return their families to them. Tell Mom and Dad I'm sorry I lied and that it's my fault others have died. Oh, nurse, won't you please tell them that for me? The nurse just stood there. She never agreed, but took Ginny's hand with tears in her eyes. And a few minutes later, Ginny died. A man asked the nurse, why didn't you do your best to bid that girl her one last request? She looked at the man, oh so sad, because the people in the other car were her mom and dad. This story is sad, unpleasant, but true. So young people, take heed. It could have been you. You see, man, we're faced with decisions every day. Every day we are faced with decisions. You see, our decisions will determine our destiny. What you decide to do today is just a preview of tomorrow. Let me give you a preview of tomorrow. I don't know if this is you. Smoke cigarettes. Let me give you a preview of tomorrow. Lung cancer. There ain't no way around it. A great friend of mine in Kingsville died when he was about 55, 60 years old. He had smoked, and he died of lung cancer. And we had to watch him the last year of his life when they took out one of his lungs because the cancer was so bad in one of his lungs. And then he had to live one whole year on just one lung. Man, we don't tell you don't smoke because, you know, you're going to be a bad person. Man, I just implore you, don't smoke because I don't want to see you die like that. I don't want your family, your kids, to have to live the last year of your life with you hooked up to a breathing machine because you only have one lung. But go ahead, man. If you want lung cancer, go for it. Be cool. Go ahead. Man, alcohol, go ahead. Go for it. Let me give you a preview. Cirrhosis of the liver. Go ahead. Let your liver get so hard and your belly. You know those things that call beer belly? You know what they are? They're from not just the fat, but the liver that has increased in size till it's so hard inside that eventually it doesn't work anymore. And you know what? The liver is one of those that you can't live without. So go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead and lie. Go ahead. Keep lying. You know what? You're going to have to tell another lie to cover that lie. And to cover that lie, you got to come up with another lie. And you know what? You get to a point in your life that you start to believe the lie. And the lie now has become truth, and you don't even know what is true or not. So go ahead. Go ahead. Guys, I'm just giving you a preview of tomorrow. I'm not going to judge you because you're doing these things. I'm just going to say, hey, if that's what you want, go ahead. God wants something better for you. But let me tell you, your decisions are a preview for tomorrow. They are. What you decide to do today is a preview of tomorrow. What you do today is going to determine what your destiny is going to be. Man, do you know that these years of your life, these 5, 6, 7 years that you're a teenager are the prime years of your life? You can never relive them again. And some people go out and they go, all right, I can never do it again, so I'm going to party, I'm going to do it all. But you know, the reality is you can't redo them. You know, I cannot go and wind the clock back and decide I want to try to live for God. I can't do that. I don't want you to live with regrets. I regret that during my teenage years I didn't live for God. And I had the opportunity. But I didn't do it. And you know what? As hard as I try, I can't change it either. Tonight we want to give you 2 points on decisions, man. And Gilbert's going to talk about making the right decision. Because that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about right decisions, man. So Gilbert's going to talk to you about making the right decision.
Can you go ahead and put my passage up? It's going to be Psalms 23:3. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. I'm going to be talking about making the right decision. Making the right decision ain't always easy. With all the peer pressure around in school nowadays, wanting to hang out with the cool crowd, the cool kids, some of them might be football players. For the rest of y'all girls, it might be cheerleaders. It might be just, you know, hanging out with the rest of the band members. It could be anything. But when you're hanging out with the wrong crowd, there's when you're going to make bad decisions. I hung out with the worst crowd at my school, and this is back in junior high. It didn't make us cooler. made a lot of kids hate us. We were the meanest kids around. Anybody mess with us, get ready, because we're ready to beat you up. It was no problem to us. I didn't have more friends. I had more enemies than what I did have when I didn't have no friends. Everybody feared us. When we walked through the halls, kids got out of our way. We thought that was cool, but it wasn't. More than half of the kids that I hung out with in school are now dead or in prison. The girls that I hung out with got about 4 or 5 kids apiece, and none of them are married. None of them. They got about 4 or 5 different fathers for each kid. That's not the way to go. I'm going to tell you a story about a good friend of mine. His name ain't important, but his story is. He didn't do anything wrong. He never did nothing bad. This kid was 5'5", 100 pounds. He didn't smoke, he didn't drink, but he hung out with the wrong crowd. I would ask him many a times, why do you hang out with those kind of people? And he said he wanted to be one of the coolest kids around. He wanted to be like me and the rest of the guys. But he couldn't. But he hung out with us and a different crowd that I didn't even hang out with. I was afraid of those guys. Well, one day he was coming home from a party, hanging out with the wrong crowd. Remember this. See, we're in junior high. About 13 years old. 12-year-old kids. Coming out of a party. They get in the car. Guy comes up, shoots him in the back. They shot the wrong kid. Well, my friend now is dead at the age of 12 for hanging around with the wrong crowd. The sad part is, not one of those kids that were with them at that party, or all the kids he hung around with for 2-3 years, not one of them showed up to his funeral. And those were his friends. Those were his buddies. When you're out in the party world, you can have all kinds of friends. Everybody likes to hang out with you. Everybody wants to be with you. But as soon as you get in trouble, you can turn around and not one of them will be there for you. Not one. He had about 15 friends. 10 of them were with him that night that he got shot. You know what they did? They jumped in the car and left them there. Because they didn't want to get shot. They left them there to die at 12 years old. Ain't that sad? Not one person that he hung out with went to his funeral. Those are decisions you guys have to make now as junior high kids and even especially you high school kids. I know how it is to want to be at the parties and stuff, but if you go with the wrong crowd, something can happen to you that was meant for somebody else. Don't make that bad decision. You know, there's all different kinds of things you guys can do. We have places like Elevate, where you guys can come and hang out. We might not be the coolest crowd, but in God's eyes, we are the best crowd to be with. There is nobody else. We will be there for you, no matter what happens. I know of only one true friend who will never leave your side, and that's Jesus Christ. I know it because he's always been there for me. I've been in 4 different accidents that should have claimed my life every single time. And the only one that saved me was God. And I thank him. Like Pastor Jay was saying, you can't take back what you did when you were a kid. If it was up to me, I wish I could go back and I would serve God since I was little because of what I know now. But he was always there for me. Always watching me by my side. No matter how bad I was, he was there. He was my only true friend. And I ask you guys tonight to make the right decision and choose Jesus Christ because he is the only right decision. Here's Pastor Jay.
You guys give Gilbert a hand clap. That was good. All right, this is the point here. You know, decisions determine our destiny. And because of that, that's why we need to make the right decisions. Because every day you're faced with a choice, a positive and a negative choice of everything you face. I mean, from the simple things. You know that even simple decisions can compound to huge problems in the future. So you have to make right decisions. And then the next thing you got to be is you have to be accountable for your decisions. So I want you to welcome up Juno. He's going to talk about being accountable for your decisions.
Being accountable for your decisions. In my job, I get to interact with a lot of people, and most of them I've developed a relationship with them. And I've learned through the years that, you know, some way or another that, you know, I've been blessed to be able to bring down certain walls that people tend to build up. And there's this one customer that I deal with, and I noticed the first time that I met her that she has some kind of defense wall up, you know, where she doesn't want to let anybody in. And she's really not the friendliest of people. She's kind of tough. She has a hard, you know, doesn't really want to let anybody in. And as I slowly started, you know, making deliveries and stuff like that and talking with her, I could tell that I was slowly bringing that wall down one brick at a time. So I went in the other day, and just in conversation, I asked her how her day was going and how her week had been going. And I was shocked to hear what she said. She said, "Surprisingly, my day and my week has been going pretty good." And it kind of took me by surprise. I asked her, you know, "Well, why are you so surprised that your day is going good? Why are you so surprised that your week has been going good?" And her response was, you know, rather puzzling. She said, "Well, the reason why my day's been going pretty good, my week's been going pretty good, is that I haven't really had to deal with stupid people. And, you know, too many things haven't really gone too bad for me during the week, so my week has been going pretty good." So when I heard this, I was kind of, you know, I kind of paused for a minute. And I told her this, and what really took me by surprise is what she had said about not having to deal with people and not too many things had come up. See, because I've learned through the years that you and only you hold the key on how your day, your week, and the rest of your life will go. Because as we go through life, and I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there's going to be people out there who, for some reason, they love to just ruin your day. Okay? And for some reason, I don't know why, but we tend to have some problems in our lives. How many of y'all have ever had problems in your life that just get you kind of down? Huh? Right? I think everyone has, right? Well, I hate to burst your bubble again, but that's life. Okay? We're going to go through ups. We're going to go through downs. There's going to be people in our life who are just going to want to ruin our day. But ultimately, guys, you hold the key on how your day is going to go. When you wake up in the morning, you have a decision on whether or not that day is going to be a positive day or a negative day. We read in the book of Romans, chapter 14, and in verse 12 it says, "So that each of us will give an account of himself to God." And in the beginning of verse 13, it says, "Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another." See, you can't be pointing the finger on other people on determining how your day is going to go and how your life is going. It's so easy to pass the buck. It's so easy to say, "Well, man, this guy, you know, he's giving me a hard time. My life is falling apart. Or I'm going through this thing and it's just not the right situation." It all depends on how you're going to handle that. And whether or not you're going to have faith in God that he's going to get you through that situation. But you hold the key. A couple questions I want to ask you in closing. How will your today end? How's today going to end for you? How's tomorrow going to start for you? All these decisions you can make right now. How will your today end? How will your tomorrow begin? And how will your week finish up? And the most important story, the most important question I want to ask is, how's your life going to turn out? Because you say, hey, well, I don't know what's going to happen in 10 to 5 years. Well, you know what? The decisions that you make right now in your teenage years will determine on how your life is going to end up. Be accountable, guys. You hold the key to your destiny. You hold the key on how you want your life to turn out. You hold the key on how you're going to handle those problems. You hold the key on how you're going to handle those people who just want to ruin your day. They don't. They can't. You hold the key on how your emotions are going to go. Be accountable, guys. The Bible says it's all on you. And you will be held accountable for the choices and the decisions you make. You can only answer those questions. I want to give it to Pastor Jay.
See, whether you like it or not, you are the sum total of all the decision and choices that you have made. When you get to my age, there is no blaming. I can't look back and blame mom. I can't look back and blame dad. I can't blame my friends. I can't do that. I am the sum total of every choice I make. Every choice I make. See, the quality of your decisions makes the quality of your life. You know, it's time we grow up. It's time you grow up. Some of you, your lives are falling apart because you're making wrong decisions. Your lives are falling apart because you are making wrong decisions. Great scripture I like, Deuteronomy 30:11, it's in your notes. It says, now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Folks, it's not too difficult. It's not too difficult. Man, if you're sitting here faced with the decisions you make, I know you can say, well, Pastor Jay, you just don't know what it's like to be a teenager. You know, you're right. I was never a teenager. I don't know what it's like. You're right. I skipped that. For some reason, I hit age 11, and it was like zap, I was 22. I don't know what happened. You're right. I don't know what it's like to be a teenager. Well, no, that's stupid, right? I was a teenager. Oh, but you know, you grew up way back when, and you know, you didn't have the problems that we have today. That's a bunch of bull. I was faced with every problem you have today. Every problem, man. I had friends that did drugs. I had friends that were in alcohol. I had friends that were doing all that. I was faced and have been faced, and I faced other people with the same decisions you go through, man. I had the same decision to serve God or not that you do. Same decisions. But it's time to grow up. Because the quality of your life is going to be determined by the quality of decisions you make right now. It is. And you know what? You can make some bad mistakes and you can regret it. And you can make some mistakes that you don't want to have to tell your children about. But I don't want you to have your life like that, man. I don't want your life to be like that. You see, it's time, man, that this youth ministry wakes up and smells the roses. Or wakes up and smells the coffee. Whatever you need to wake up and smell. It's time to wake up and make a decision every day that you're going to get up and you're going to wake up and you're going to say, I'm going to serve the Lord. It's going to be a great day. And you walk in your school and you say, I'm going to serve the Lord. And you know what? I don't care who sees me, but I'm going to serve God, because you know what? Those friends aren't going to be there for me in 20 years. Guys, get a clue, man. Some of you are doing all these things for people you are never going to see the rest of your life. They're going to move away. They're going to get married. They're going to have their own family. And you know what? You're going to be left faced with the decisions you made. I don't talk to any of my friends from high school. Zero. None. Nobody. They've moved on. I moved on. And none of us moved to the same direction. And all those stupid things I did for the sake of popularity and peer pressure and because I was trying to hide behind some fantasy in myself. They're not here anymore. You know, I know that there are people out here that are sitting here right now that hate themselves because of the bad decisions that they've made. Let me tell you how my life went. Because I was making bad decisions and I knew it, I kept making more bad decisions to try to hide that pain in my life. I knew I wasn't supposed to drink. I knew I wasn't supposed to do drugs. But you know what I kept doing? Instead of stopping and dealing with it, I kept doing it and trying to hide the pain. I thought, you know, if I could just get drunk tonight, I'm not going to feel the pain that I feel inside. You know, if I could just get high one more time, I won't feel that pain anymore. But you know what? Every morning, I'd wake up with the same pain on the inside. It didn't go away. It didn't go away. You know what? I know you face with the same things. I know you face the same things. And you know what? If maybe you're a little younger and you haven't faced all that yet, man, fasten your seatbelt because it's going to hit. And you got two choices. Go to God and let Him handle it. Or try to handle it on your own and just screw it up even more. Because I can tell you this, we don't handle things right. By ourselves, we don't do it right. That's why Juno was talking about being accountable. You need to be accountable to God. God can help you through it. God can help you through it like nobody else can. Ah, but Jesus don't know what I went through. Man, yeah, He did. Another scripture in Deuteronomy. She's going to bring it up, I think. No. It's in your notes. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, and I'm going to close with this. And this is what we're talking about here about decisions. He says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death. Blessings and curse." Jesus said, right before you, every decision you make, right in your lap, life or death. Every decision, man. Think about it. Go back to brushing my teeth. Life or death. Don't brush my teeth are going to die. And they're going to pull them out. And I'm going to look like some old, you know, gumming, you know, when you're like 40. You know, life or death, blessings or cursing. Man, every decision you make has either blessings or curses involved in it. Every one, every single one of them is either going to add positive to your life or negative to your life. Jesus, God said here, man, life or death, blessings or cursings, A or B, man, it's a test, A or B. And then he goes, you know what? I'm going to answer the test for you. How many of tests y'all like that if the teacher gave you all the answers? I wish all my teachers would have gave me that. Well, God did it, man. He said, here's the test. I give you blessings or cursings, life or death. Which one is it going to be? Hey, let me give you a clue. I'm going to tell you right here. He says it, choose life. Choose life. Hey, guys, choose life so that you and your children may live. Folks, let me tell you this. Don't ever think that the decisions you make don't hurt anybody else. Because that is so not true, man. Because they will affect you and your children. Every decision you make will affect you and your children one day. The decision you make right now in seventh grade one day will affect your children. Because you're setting habits in your life. How you handle anger. How you handle anger right now in junior high. How you handle it is one day, I guarantee you, your kids are going to make you mad. And how you learn to handle anger is how you're going to deal with them when they make you mad. Every decision, God says, choose life so that you and your children may live. He wasn't talking about just having, you know, living. He was talking about living a different kind of life. Because there's many people that are alive but aren't living. Go to a prison. I've been there. Those guys aren't living. They're alive, but they're not living. Choose life.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Podcast. For more information on Elevate, log on to www.myspace.com/ElevateYouthCC.